Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events.
For the rest of us, there's Facebook. Did you read what that bitch said?
We're all rock and rollers here.
You look like half a butt puppet. Do you know what it's like to be on the bill and to play for 15 minutes and the only people there to see you are the other bands and their girlfriends? Don't talk to me about rock and roll. I'm not there in the clubs and on the streets and I'm living it. I am rock and roll.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio, sometimes none of that. My name is Eagle, and I am joined, surprise, surprise, by everybody's favorite, Rubber City Redbeard.
Hello.
And we are also joined by a tattoo artist, a musician, just a beautiful soul, a man with beautiful eyes, and a lot of people think we're brothers, Rich Griggs.
Yes!
And Ozzy.
Ozzy's
here again.
Osmosis Jones.
His first, is actually on several podcasts at this point.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's on a few.
He's not exclusively to us?
No, just with you guys.
He's like a
I was going to say, because we're going to have to get a contract written.
Yeah, I think Rogan hit him up, but he's like, no, man, I'm sticking to my people.
He's like, get out of here.
Back up, Rogan.
So we're here today. We're talking about a very special day coming up this Friday the 13th.
Everybody's favorite. Friday the 13th is like everybody's favorite.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet day.
I don't understand the people that only make that a special thing in October. Like, it's only spooky if it's October. It's like, no, Friday the 13th is murder. It's murder day.
It's murder day.
Murder day all the time.
Black Tooth Tattoo Company is opening up in Highland Square, up on West Market Road. And Rich, you're the owner, proprietor,
tattoo artist.
You're the man who made it happen, dude. You already own one tattoo shop. One wasn't enough for you?
Nah, man. Actually, I wanted just a bigger shop for the main one, and spot opened up in Highland, and I jumped on it.
Now, what made you go the route of creating a completely different tattoo company than Assassin instead of just opening up like Assassin 2?
Just because they're both on the same street, you know what I mean? They're both on West Market, so it could be a little confusing.
Confusing? Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I really didn't
Market's
care.
A long street.
It was more so the people that were coming to work there, more so than me.
Yeah.
You know, I would just kept everything Assassin, keep it easy, but yeah, pretty much for that reason.
Nice.
So this Friday... This Friday is a really cool day because you guys are having a grand opening party, and you guys are opening up at noon, and you guys are giving away $31. We're not giving away, but you guys are doing.
We're giving them away for $31 motherfucking dollars. Plus a tip, motherfucker.
But you guys are doing $31 tattoos. All pre-drawn stuff. How many designs do you guys think you're going to be working with? I mean,
I'm imagining there'll be like 150, 200 designs, something like that.
That's pretty badass.
Just, you know, little bangers that you would just go kind of pick off the wall type shit.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a bunch of dope-ass artists. Helton is coming out.
I see Mr. Travis Lamont last
yeah.
night.
Yeah,
Travis
him
was coming. Talking, yeah, he was yeah. working on his flash last night.
Alex Barba from Black Sheep's coming out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of those guys, so yeah, I have a bunch of artists, a bunch of pre-grown flash. We're knocking the minimum down to $31 for the 13th, and we're gonna have what barbecue?
This is gonna be barbecue.
Yeah, Mike is gonna be on the grill.
Joe McGee.
Uh oh.
I feel like we buried the lead. That's like the most important part. There's gonna be barbecue, people.
Right.
And Micah T's cooking it.
Yeah. Hey. Micah T's gonna be on the grill. And then the three bands starting at 10.
Yeah. Now the three bands, that's kind of where we come in. We got to book this shit all together a bit. We have three of the best bands in the Northeast Ohio metal scene right now.
Right.
Especially with the fucking party. The
party is the shit.
The party was like, the party.
At the Caligo show, man, that's the first time I seen them, and I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, this band is fucking dope.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to play. Legit.
When you were... I'm done. Can we just go home and say that we got all these people together for the Caligo show?
It's...
Play Unimportant and we're out.
Please,
real slow. Real slow.
Halftime.
Yeah, halftime, Unimportant.
Yeah, when we were talking,
should have been the halftime show for the party. Let's get up, we'll fucking play on important halftime tempo, and then the party will destroy.
When you hit me up about booking a show, that was the very first band you and I like. Yeah. It was almost like we said it in sync. Like, well, who should we go? Well, the party. If we can get the party,
yeah.
And we got the fucking party. Yeah. The party's playing a free show at Annabelle's Friday night.
It's gonna be great.
Those guys just make sense all the time because they're so tight. They're good as fuck.
They're good as fuck.
They're heavy as fuck.
They can fit into any kind of show, I think, too.
They're good dudes. Like, none of them are dicks. So they're fun to fucking party with.
The drummer is a fucking monster.
Oh my god, Neil, dude, shit.
That guy's a machine. How, like, the Fully Consumed could still do a thing because Neil's around. It's not like we still don't have like a Boehner type. Fuck you, Matt Boehner.
I sent Trip the video of Neil playing Bleed, and his response was, I can have him?
Right.
I can have him?
Yeah, those guys are fucking dope.
Yep. Yeah. We got the party. We also got another one of the show's favorites, Black the Sun. I'm really excited about Black the Sun playing with the party, but everybody in that band has charisma out the ass, and these kids, like, seriously, they can fucking do it, man. Dion is, the singer, is one of the only dudes that bust out clean tone singing over metal, where I'm not like,
right, I hate it.
I'm not a 14-year-old girl, stop trying to fuck me. Right. You know, like, it's actually, he sings like a motherfucking angel. And then we got Descendants of Trees, which was recommended to me by you.
Yeah, man. Dude was just hanging out in the shop, and he was like, you know, my band could play that show if you wanted something.
You know, I mean, I'm not doing nothing that night.
Right? Yeah, I actually, like, I was like, I took that stingy approach of, like, I need to listen to them to see if they're any good.
You have to listen to them to see if they're any good. It's not a stingy approach. That's the proper way to do it.
Right. From what I've caught.
Because
what I've caught over the years is that fucking promoters don't give a shit. They end up with Crush Groove. Can you sell tickets? Yeah, they end up with Crush Groove. They end up with our shit.
Playing. Everybody, we just get everybody drunk so they suck as bad as we do. And we're like, fuck it. It's a good show for everybody, man.
You know what? Legitimately thought that at some of our shows before. I'm like,
I did that on purpose. I thought that was conscious. That we did that on purpose. That's why the bands liked us. They're like, it's gonna be a party. We'll put
those
on
guys
Crush
are good. But I have caught that a lot of promoters don't even listen to the fucking bands. Like I've been able to book shows before just by calling up, being like, hey, I want a band. They're like, well, okay, I'm gonna
guarantee tickets.
That's promoters do though. They're like, hey, will you sell tickets? And then bands are like, yeah. And they're like, you're on the show.
Well, not here at Keepin' It 99, we listen to the bands.
Listen.
We listen. Because there were a couple bands that I considered, but I was like, they suck. They're not going on the show. I can't put on a shitty band.
No.
Listen to Descendants of Trees. In fact, you know what? I'm going to play some Descendants of Trees right now here in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Descendants of Trees is going to be going on at 10. I'm hoping by 10 because there was, like, I'm stressed out a little bit.
We're like 10 to close, right? 10 to close.
Yeah. I'm like,
so we just got to, like, talk to the sound guy.
We got to talk to the sound guy because the drummer's got to be somewhere. Like, he's got to be, like, out at 10:30.
Who's the sound guy at Annabelle's now?
Nick, usually. So,
but he's not
anymore. But he's not there.
He's not there anymore.
No.
Oh, he's not doing it no more?
No more. He's going to be at the show.
He's super busy.
They're using my power amp. I better get that back.
But I listen to this band. I really fucking dug this band. I think that they're gonna kick it off great. If anybody in Descendants of Trees is listening, I hope we can get you on by 10. It's a punk rock club, and I'm gonna do my damnedest to.
We're gonna try for you.
Everybody knows punk rockers don't have watches.
Right.
We'll get you drunk and fed.
They don't care about time.
I promise you that. So here's some Descendants of Trees. We'll be right back. Right back. I'll keep it 99.
You. I was right in you. Say your chain of praise. Let me dress around the sound. Rich external slugs swarm and ride, sucking the marrow of my bones. Salt pillars
Sentence of Trees.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah.
We're back with Rich Graves.
Everybody.
He's up in the studio today. We're having ourselves a good old time talking about Black Tooth Tattoo Company. You guys actually are already open.
Like, yeah. I know it's like a soft opening.
And then
Friday the 13th is going to be the hard opening.
Yeah. So it's like if you drink too much and you have like the floppy worm dick thing going on.
Yeah.
And you're trying to fuck with it, you're still fucking.
Right.
But it's not good.
It's like you're still rubbing it up against the...
Yeah. Full-on erection, people. Friday the 13th.
That's Viagra night.
Yeah, Viagra night. Viagra
fucking night.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so how long ago now did you open Assassin? Because you started with Assassin tattoos on Kemmerer Boulevard, correct?
It actually started in the back of All Black Barbershop on Diagonal.
Okay.
One room, you know, and I, like, my first week there, I was like, oh my God, these dudes are, like, fucking real gangsters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just like
hanging out in the barbershop talking about killing people, not getting that haircut.
Yeah. and I'm like hanging out in my room, just tattooing people and stuff. And then I started becoming friends with a few of the barbers, and then they wouldn't show up to work. And they'd be like, oh yeah, he got shot last night. You know what I mean? So after about 6 months, I banked enough money, and that's when Jody B moved out on Kenmore Boulevard.
Yeah.
And
Jody B from Righteous.
From Righteous.
Righteous Tattoos.
Yeah, put me on, man. And then I hit him up, and I was like, dude, do you care if I take the old shop? And he was like, nah, man, and I'll help you furnish the motherfucker, and you can just pay me, like, in payments.
That's dope.
Yeah, so, I mean, that really was how I was able to get started because, you know, I didn't have anything. So I started the Assassin there with just the first month's rent. And then... each month would be like, you know, I'm going to make it happen.
You made it happen.
Learned everything not to do over the years. Got fucked by artists a million times and ripped off and just learned what not to do.
How many years has it been now since that point?
Get him out of here! Kill him! About 9 years.
Oh, wow. So you're almost a fucking decade in now.
Yeah. Ready for a gold tooth next year.
is that what that is?
Yeah, my 10-year gold tooth.
What's the gold? When do you get the gold watch and shit?
It's a gold tooth.
That's retirement? Anniversary.
That's your 30-year veteran's watch.
Okay.
Veteran's
so
watch.
So you got two more decades.
Yeah, I got a little bit to go. Right. So my back doesn't give out.
So how long have you been out? I mean, technically it's Fairlawn, right?
We're in, like, Wallhaven.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So we're right in the Wallhaven area, and I was where the Wallhaven Taco Bell is.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then they just showed up. Landlord was like, sold the place, man. You got 30 days, peace.
But I own a business.
Yeah, so I had to find a spot, and we were going to go move up to Fairlawn, but the lady just kept on jerking us around, and I went over in the plaza there by Nickleby's and signed something that day. And we've been there now for...
Nickleby's, is that like a Chad Kroger Applebee's?
It is, yeah, actually. Yep. It's like Applebee's, it's all, you know, microwave food, but
right.
They do play Nickelback. But it's like elevator tunes, there's no lyrics or anything, it's just like piano playing the Nickelback tune.
Photograph.
Mystical. So yeah, we've been there for 4.5 or 5 years, right, and looking to maybe possibly get out of that area and move that into maybe Fairlawn, you know, by Summit Mall.
Yeah,
but it's still, yeah, it's going. I have the fucking best crew, you know. I don't have any drug addicts. The motherfucker's on drugs. Don't do drugs because it'll make you slur your words. So you wouldn't want to do that. I have, like, just the best crew of people. Audrey Smart fucking kills it. She's amazing.
A lot of people talk about her.
Yeah. I spent when she first... because, like, I wanted her to come work for me. I saw her work, and I was just like, this girl's going to fucking kill it. Plus, like, once you meet her, you just, like, fall in love with the lady. She's like a sweetheart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... I really wanted her to come, and I talked to her for years and years, and then some stuff came up, and it was like time for her to move on, and she came, and I spent 3 months online every night, promoting,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
A bunch of stuff that would put her out on the web, and within a year, like, she's just booked and keeps getting better every day. Like, every tattoo is better.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just... crazy.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
But that's actually, you know, that's kind of what gave me a lot of my ends, too, is back at Dino's shop. Back when Tom Moran was apprenticing and Brian and Sam were working there.
Yeah.
And I lived with them. They would take me there every day. So
I got in with all those people, you know, Burns and...
Dino's was like the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because like a ton of really good fucking artists who are in different shops now or whatever came from Dino's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. I think Jimmy Jackson started there. He's at Oddfellows now. He fucking kills it. Carl, I don't know if they started at Tattoo Alley, him and Justin.
They were at Dino's first.
Yeah.
And then went over to Tattoo Alley and shit. Yeah, they were both at Dino's.
Yeah.
And then the Muron twins were both there. And, like, Ted decided not to go the route of tattooing.
Right.
Tom obviously does. Yeah. Out of True North Tattoos, he's really fucking good.
Yeah, Tom's dope.
His twin brother went the route of crawling around in sewage. That's what Tito does.
Yeah.
He crawls around in shit.
Which was my other option.
So I just stuck. Pretty much like the only option for like people that do tattoos, right? It's like either you get really good at being an artist or you're just going to swim through shit for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So it's like either people, when you go out to the bar, they're like, so you swim in shit. Let's talk about that for the next 45 minutes.
Right. You want to be on my podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you come in? We got a podcast about swimming through shit.
I'd love to get the Muron twins on. That would be great.
Yeah.
Because those two are fucking funny together.
Well, you know, I didn't even know that Tom was a twin that whole time until one night we're at Annabelle's, and I'm like, that motherfucker looks just like you, dude. He's like, yeah, it's my twin brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good time. But yeah, Assassin is still, like, ranked number one when you search in Google, and it's been great. So that allowed me to expand. I needed it. Because we were turning away so many people.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do as a business is turn business away.
Yeah, when you spend time and money promoting to get people in, you know what I mean? And then you have to send them away because they want tattooed fucking today.
Right.
And everybody's booked.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now we're able to send that overflow down the street. And just the walk-in traffic from Highland is crazy. And the shop's new and beautiful. I love it. I'm real proud of it.
Yeah, I seen the video you posted. Like, the shop looks really fucking good. But then, like, the video posted, it was, like, the week after you had opened, and it was, like, packed. Like, yeah. There's people all in there. And you can tell that there was, you know, a bunch of those people were just walk-ins. You can tell just by how they were fucking looking around the shop.
Day number two that we were open, I tattooed... the singer of Murder Junkies. So the dude that took Gigi Allen's.
Yeah, Merle.
Well, Merle is the bass player. That is his brother.
Okay.
I seen him outside, and I was like, want to come check out my tattoo shop? I heard y'all were playing today, you know what I mean?
Just don't be throwing no shit around.
Yeah, I was like, you ain't going to fling doo-doo in here, is you? Yeah, right? No, I asked the singer, too, when I was tattooing him. I was like, so people expect you to, like, poop yourself and
get all Gigi out?
Yeah. He was like, yeah.
Poop yourself and rape him.
That's all I know about Gigi. God rest his soul.
I'm sure that's what God's doing.
Yeah. He's up there flinging doo-doo.
He's just resting the shit out of Gigi's soul.
I texted Grant that day because, like, I work across the street from me and shit. I texted him that day. I was like, so I just made the Murder Junkies food. And then I put like a dot, dot, dot. I was like, more like Burger Junkies.
Did you shit in their food?
Of course I did. It was on the ticket.
Their burrito.
That wasn't guacamole, bitch.
Yeah, sorry, Mo. But no, yeah, so that part's been really cool. So there's a venue underneath of our shop called Annabelle's, and it's like this old Akron. If you're into rock, metal, punk, you've been there and you've been drunk on punk night.
Yeah.
At least once in your life. Like, there's no way you're from the Akron area and are into any kind of rock and roll, rockabilly, punk music, metal music, or whatever, and never stepped into fucking Annabelle's.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's a staple of Akron. It's a legendary club to me, for sure.
And I was lucky enough to put the shop on top of it and right next to it. So
yeah.
The bands,
the best location.
They come in and they're like bored, you know? You load in. You're sitting there
for hours, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, why don't y'all come up and get tattooed? So that's, you know, we'd be good just based on the weekends and the bands.
Yeah.
I seen one of the reviews. It was a band that was on the road, and he just stopped in and fucking got a tattoo real quick, and he was totally happy with it. He was like, I'm going to stop there next time I'm in Akron. And
yeah, there was this band from Michigan that they found a hammer on the road. They were touring with the Murder Junkies, and they found this hammer their first day on the road in a parking lot, so they picked it up, and they call it the Road Hammer. So they've taken Road Hammer everywhere. They came in and got tattoos of Road Hammer.
Nice.
Yep.
That's cool.
Fuck yeah.
So little, you know, they're able to get little mementos and like kind of like a, you know, a postcard on your body.
Right.
That they can remember, so.
And location, cool. Location, location, man. I mean, Highland Square is already cool enough that, you know, then you sit it right above the coolest club.
I'm going to play some Black the Sun now in the show. Because Black the Sun is playing at Annabelle's with the party in Descendants of Trees.
And the tattoo shit upstairs.
And the tattoo and shit the upstairs. There's tattoos, the way, food, music. What the fuck?
It's going to be the best day of all time. Annabelle's is letting me use the basement all day. So our back door goes down to Annabelle's.
Right. So it's going to become like a waiting.
Yeah, it's going to be the lobby is actually Annabelle's. So you can get your drink on. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
We're going to have food.
The coolest lobby.
We had
Subs catering.
Nice.
Capri pizzas.
We're doing big things.
Yeah.
So here's some Black the Sun. I'm playing Face Factor again. I just fucking love this song. I just love Face Factor. It's like their hit single. If there's such a thing as a hit single.
This is our hit single.
This is their hit single here on Keepin' It 99. It's like when V-Rock would play, like, they would only play Spacegrass from Clutch.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and so you saw Clutch only had like that
fucking ass bath.
Yeah, yeah. Or Falling from NDE. Like, it was just you all only heard Falling
all the time.
Yeah, so or this friends. Is that
Friends.
This is that. I love playing this song. Here's Blast Us. Blast
whammy! We're back! Wowzers! Man, I've known you forever, Rich Griggs.
I've known you for a long time, sir.
I don't know if I want to admit this on the podcast, but I'm gonna. We technically, like, met at a Kid Rock concert.
We did.
Like, over 20 years ago at the Odeon.
But it's a weird thing, because it's like, I walked up to you and I was like, yo, I'm Vin Diesel. Ever heard of me?
Diesel, ever heard of me?
No, I ran into you. I think we were maybe partaking in a smoking activity.
Is possible?
You know, inside of a venue, which you were not supposed to do, children.
The Odeon.
Yeah, smoke your weed outside. And then I just kind of walked up to you and I was like, Eric, right? I was ball like, with the ball.
I was like, hey, dude. Yeah. Oh, we were ready to get our cowboy on, dude. Right. We were,
I was like, he has a midget.
And dude, ever since then, it's just been like, we've been like the closest of friends.
Yeah, man.
Like, brothers, really? We were.
Depending on who you may ask.
Yeah, everybody at my work thinks that we're actual brothers.
Right. You guys legit look alike, though.
Because, yeah, we used to do this at shows all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get drunk, and I'd think it was like a funny thing that if I told these girls that were, you know, unknowing that we weren't brothers, that we were brothers.
Yeah.
That I could, like, have, like, an inside joke and laugh at them.
And then it's grown to a point to where now everybody at my work, they're like, hey, I just talked to your brother.
Right.
And so, like, a couple people have been like, Rich is your brother? And I don't even know how to react. And so usually I just go, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah. Of course.
Dumb
of course
fucker.
Of course we're brothers. But I mean, in a sense, like, you know, I feel like we are. Mm-hmm. We were in our first bands together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You were in Crush Groove with us, and that was a lot of fucking drinking. That was a lot of drinking. You were in my wedding.
It's like,
dude.
What I remember most about Crush Groove is the alcohol.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. All we remember was starting drinking, and then I was told we played a show.
Yeah, every once in a while. There was shows where the drummer played the wrong song.
Yeah.
Where we had alternate drummers.
I was going to say, there's like shows where we didn't even play the right instruments.
Right. The best thing I think that ever happened in the ballsiest move ever was Trip found two lovely ladies to watch Crush Groove play with instead of play the show.
Oh my God, I remember that! I remember that!
He was like, I'm drunk, nobody gives a fuck, just fucking let me sit with these
I'm up on stage! I'm up on stage looking at him, like, so disappointed because I'm just like, why are you doing this to me? And he's like, ah, fucking nobody cares.
Right.
He's like, and it's famous.
Crush Groove. Nobody gives a fuck. Play I'm Not Gay. You're gay and fucking get out. Be out.
Because that's when he discovered Meshuggah, right? So, yeah. Like, the new metal shit we were on, he was like, no.
Yeah.
You guys suck. I'm like, you wrote this shit. You wrote this shit.
This is your fault, Trip. Remember Korn? Remember that thing? He's like, no corn. Corn, not for me. I can't digest corn anymore. Meshuggah came out. It fucked up my heart rhythm. So, yeah, Crush Groove was fun. So we should do a Crush Groove show? And see what bands can hang. That's a fucking open invitation.
I would love to do you a drunk battle of the bands.
Even retired liver Crush Groove?
Oh my God.
If you think you can hang, fucking
call us. Can we have a battle of Crush Groove versus the party? Crush Groove versus the party!
In a drinking battle of the bands?
A drinking battle of the bands. Like, yes. You guys should have a drink off and then try to play.
That's how I was
every show. That's how I viewed every show, though.
I will come out of rock and roll retirement, sing songs that I sang about when I was 19. I'm in my 30s, late 30s, with three kids.
Yeah.
I will talk about how my mom says I cuss too fucking much. And I will challenge the party to a drunk battle of the bands.
Yeah, they're just songs. You don't have to live it anymore.
We will all drink. We will all drink shot for shot, you know? And just go back and forth.
You're an adult.
Yeah,
the adult version of Crush Groove.
I cuss a lot now. Whatever. Grandma's dead now. She can't tell me what to do.
We found Carmen Sandiego and fucked her
twice.
Oh my God,
I'm old.
It'd be fun.
That would be great. I'm challenging the party.
Yeah.
Challenge at the party to a party.
I really do have the idea of I want to do a drunk battle of the bands.
where you get like you just get two bands.
They drink an equal amount.
They drink an equal amount, and they go back and forth. Yep. Like they have to share the same. Who can play Wonderwall the
best?
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind covers all night.
Oh my God! Yeah, you give them cover songs. Just give them cover songs. Yes. Like tell them like 2 weeks ahead of time. Like learn these five songs. And then Pretty basic shit. That's a dope idea.
Double the shots. So like first round, you know.
Yeah.
First round's like. Five shots for every well, maybe not five.
Maybe not five. That's a lot.
This isn't Crush Crew.
Start off with two, move it up, two shots, right? And then go three, but the like final song, like you end up doing like fucking six shots before you play.
Right? Oh. You have to have buckets on the stage and shit.
We can Gallagher plastic fucking everything.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Oh, this is going to happen.
Yep. I do want to work that out with Annabelle's to where every 15th of every other month, so six times a year, keeping it 99 show, Annabelle's.
Ooh. Yeah. 15th of every month. I like this idea.
Wow. I like this idea because
if we could work that out, I don't know, you know? I want to see what you guys can throw our way.
We'll see how this one goes.
How the fuck do I get drawn into a challenge? Like, I didn't even fight. I had nothing to do with that and shit. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? I already talked to this place about doing this thing. I want to see, let's see what you can do.
Right.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
It's like the Caligo show.
I gotta do stuff?
it's happening.
Come on.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. So, yeah, this Friday, we'll wrap this up. Friday the 13th.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's gonna be tattoos Friday the 13th.
Black Tooth Tattoo Company.
What's the address since you're right above Annabelle?
It is 786 West Market, Black Tooth. Named after the shot.
Come down noon till what, 9? You guys are going to be open till 10?
Noon to around 10-ish. I will probably have started drinking by that point, so I'll probably stop tattooing at 8 myself. But there's going to be just killer artists from all over the area banging out tats.
Travis is really good. Like I don't know all the artists personally. I do know Travis, and he's that kid's dope. Fucking so good. Yeah. And he's such a good dude. And if you want, like, a custom lightsaber built,
yeah, the
he'll
best.
Fucking
he
do
fucking
that, dude.
Does those so yeah. dope.
So
and,
good, dude.
Yeah, he's just like this wizard guy. I don't know. We worked together for a while, and it was fucking awesome. He's rad. And
got a super dope red beard.
Yep.
Strawberry blonde.
Yeah, he has a strawberry blonde. Yeah.
But it's got a dope-ass beard. Right. It's nice. It's sexy. Right. It's sexy.
Are you going to make the party logo one of the $31 flashes?
I am. Yeah.
The party has stated, I spoke with Doug, the party has stated that they will buy the very first party tattoo for whoever wants to get one on their boobs or butt.
Ooh, okay.
You want to get the party logo on your ass for free.
Or boobies.
And since it's like death metal, it's going to be a dude, so... Hopefully I get to do that tattoo.
Yeah. Because you know
I mean? I wouldn't want to tattoo a hot
spoiler,
chick.
I'm getting the tattoo.
Yeah. Good thing we're brothers.
Yeah, right? You've seen my butt before. We used to take baths together.
You just tattoo the party right across where the A would be an anarchy symbol where your asshole is.
Right.
You could just do it right there.
Right. The best thing about Kid Rock is that this happened.
Yeah. It's the greatest thing that he's ever done.
You're like, does anybody remember Kid Rock before Kid Rock was Kid Rock? Okay, because I seriously remember, like, I had a Kid Rock cassette tape in the late 80s that was just fucking hip hop mixes and shit. Like, he was a DJ.
Just for breakfast and
he was
shit.
A DJ.
Yeah, that's what
and then when Kid Rock came out, I was like, no, but I used to listen to Kid Rock back in the day, and he was a DJ.
I saw him
dude.
Before.
It wasn't
before,
a black dude, it was a white kid.
I saw him before Devil Without a Cause or whatever that fucking record. I saw him before that at Peabody's, hung out with him and Joe C.
Right.
And talked to him about the Insane Clown Posse the whole time. Nice as fuck about it. Like, let us sit with him.
Right.
And just talk to me about it. He was like, oh, Joe and Joey, yeah, those cats. Yeah, that shit was silly. Those guys are cool. They're fine. He's like, they hate my guts. And Joe C. Joe C was so fucking funny that I legit thought that he was Kid Rock's son.
Nice.
And so I just straight up asked. I was like, so is that your kid? And he's like, Joey, come here. He's like, come here. And he's like, what the fuck you want? And I was just like, I know what the answer is.
Right.
I know what the answer to this one is.
Because Kid Rock would smack his son for talking that way.
Yeah.
Short guy.
Josie's like, motherfucker, I'm older than you. And
I'm actually his dad, motherfucker. That's why he's Kid Rock. Kid, bitch. Yeah.
Thank you, Dad Rock, motherfucker.
Thank you, Kid Rock, for bringing Rich Griggs into my life.
Yeah. I enjoyed that show, actually.
It was a good show.
Yeah. I mean, he does some dope shit.
I have to thank him, too, because without Crush Groove, I would have never met you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have never hung out with you guys
and been cool.
Yep.
Blacktooth, Crush Groove, all these things. Our friendship with Grant.
Mm-hmm. And now Annabelle's in the party.
Black all because sun, of Kid Rock. All because of, yeah, it's all because of Kid Rock.
All of it is because of Kid Rock. So say what you want about Bob Ritchie.
Yep.
That's what I call him. Because we're tight.
I call fucking Vanilla Ice Rob Van Winkle. So.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, we're going to play the party. We're going to play him out with the party. We'll see you Friday the 13th at Annabelle's at Blacktooth Tattoo. Black hang out tooth. From noon until 3 in the morning. Because it's going to be that kind of a day. Come get some tattoos.
Eat
listen
some
to some of the
food.
Eat some fucking food. Get drunk. Because there's going to be drinking.
Yeah,
and, you know, between these bands, they might end up having their own drunk battle of the bands themselves.
There's no way the party's not going to be drunk by the time they go.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've seen Black the Sun get down.
I want to try to get Dave Gully really hammered.
Yeah, oh,
he's just a bass player. Let's see
David
what we can do.
David Gully. Let's get him fucking super shit face.
Super shit face.
Let's get him his own bottle.
Yep. I'm just going to have the bartender pour me straight Coke, right. And I'm just going to pretend they're black teeth all night.
Right.
Yeah!
That's what I do.
That's illegal. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely drinking some black teeths, right? Like, that's going
to
be
a thing. That is a thing.
You have to have at least one of those.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink
or
and drive.
Or do drugs.
Uber.
Uber all the time.
I'm Ubering Friday, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, the best thing, I realized that when you're going through, like, crises in life, take an Uber.
Yeah,
because you can talk to them about anything,
dude. Yeah,
and you paid. You already paid.
It's an extra.
They have to take
psychiatrist. It's like you have your bartender, who you're spitting your shit at all night, and then you have the second opinion,
right?
And your Uber driver on the way home.
Right. Yeah. Well, I got an Uber to Slayer. Okay, and I was all bummed out. I start talking to my Uber driver. He gives me the deepest advice ever. That it's like still sticking with me. You know what I mean?
Do you remember his name?
No, I don't. I don't think I would recall his face either.
Very wise man.
Yeah, the back of his head and his ear. Yeah. That guy.
But his words will stick.
But
with
his
me.
Words. So, yeah.
We'll go Uber.
Yeah, go Uber.
And I think Kid Rock actually owns stock in Uber.
Oh!
So,
bringing it back around.
Yes. Jeez. Kid Rock.
Thank man. You, Kid
Thank you.
Rock. So, yes. Take an Uber, make them listen to Kid Rock on the way to Blacktooth Tattoo Company to get your tattoo, get your food, stick around, hang out all night at Annabelle's. Grant, you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Richie, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. So if you listen to this podcast, that means that maybe you like us. Hang out with us. We want to hang out. We want to hug.
It would be super dope.
We're friendly people.
We are. We're super friendly
people. I mean, like, what's the point in listening to this podcast if you don't want to meet us?
Right. Right, we'll do meet and greets.
I'll sign pretty much.
Free 8x10s.
I'll even not sign your stuff.
Ooh,
right.
It would probably go up in value. It would go up in value if I don't.
If we don't sign your shit,
it'll go up in value.
Yeah,
and that's what we'll do. We'll not sign your shit that night.
And you might.
But if you like destroying stuff,
we'll sign the fuck out of it.
I'll put my name right on
it. I'll put Richie's name on it. I'll sign Richie's name.
You might possibly see the very first ever Keeping a 99 Drunk Battle of the Bands this Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, we can kind
of
try
start.
To get
like
that.
Right? This is like the trial run.
So Descendants of Trees, Black the Sun, the party. You're up.
Friday the 13th.
I dare you guys. I dare you guys. But I really want you, like, you know, I mean, don't get too fucked up.
Right.
You know, because,
you gonna sound shitty?
I don't know. They probably all are professionals at just being drunk and playing, right?
They're
metal musicians.
Seriously, like, how long have they been
drunk battle of the bands this Friday. I'm playing this out with the party.
Yeah.
They're the baddest motherfuckers in the world!
Yeah!
Woo!
At least our world.
Right.
All right, until next time, my name is Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard.
Kid Rock.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.